This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
What has 50 years done to motherhood? That's a theme for my sermon this Sunday. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have established on this earth the home. We thank you that from the very beginning you said that it was not good that man should be alone. You'd make a helpmeet for him. And there was a man and a woman put together by you to begin the family. You blessed it with children, and so you continue to do the same today. Help us, O God, to realize that the home is your institution, and help us to understand, O God, that it is until death do us part. Hear our prayer and speak to us, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart, teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Friends in Christ, what has 50 years done to motherhood? That's a question that I would like to explore with you on this Mother's Day. It is my personal feeling that the mother today has a greater challenge in her calling than the one who lived 50 years ago. You may not agree with me. It could be a very, very interesting discussion. Let me give you some of the reasons why I feel that there are things about motherhood today that are a bit easier than they were a half a century ago. For example, there is simplicity in comparison with what it was like 50 years ago, but there is also complexity. Let me try to explain this. About 10 years ago, my wife had a crippling stroke, as I've often mentioned on this program, and it was necessary for me to put on the apron and go in and be the housekeeper. I knew absolutely nothing about keeping house as I went into the kitchen for really the first time, and that's a confession. I should have gone long before. It wasn't very many days before I was introduced to the washing machine. And after I got done poking a few buttons, I had clothes washed and clothes dry. I think we would have to say that the washer and the dryer have taken a lot of toil out of washing. 50 years ago, we had washing machines, most of us did probably, but they were not like the washing machines we have today. Everything so automatic. There is the dishwasher. Bless the dishwasher. I have a friend who says, I have a dishwasher, but I never use it. And I don't plan on using it because these are some of the best hours that my wife and I spend together talking with one another about the problems and the joys of the day. So they are still washing and wiping dishes. Sometimes he washes and she wipes, and then other times it is reversed. Now, each to his own, but I would far rather put the dishes in the dishwasher and then sit down on the Davenport and have another cup of coffee with my wife as we solve all the problems of our society. There is the microwave. Have I ever used that microwave? You know, it used to get to be 5:30 at night, and the haunting question was, what are we going to have for supper tonight? And then I would rush off to the grocery store and get some of those dinners all prepared. Bring them home, put them in the microwave, and while they did not look like grandma's cooking, nor did they look like mother's Thanksgiving Day dinner, they were rather tasty. That microwave made it so easy. Now, that's a simplicity part of being a homemaker. And a homemaker is a part of being a mother. But it certainly is not the only part. In fact, it probably is the smallest part. So here we have to look at mother from the standpoint of the complexity of the day. Society has really made motherhood very difficult. The standard of living has become so high that in most cases, probably, both mother and dad need to work in order to bring in the necessary finance that their children can have what all other children have, and you can enjoy some of the luxuries of the day. So mom gets up and goes to work, and she works for 7.5 or 8 hours, and then she comes home, physically tired and emotionally exhausted. That is not good. She has to meet her children in that condition, whereas the stay-at-home mother of years gone by and the few that we have yet today can meet those children when she is fresh. But that's just the way it is. Society, and in society I place the church, has put great demands on mothers. They are expected to do this and that at the church and in society, and that also is taxing and takes them away from their home, their family. She has learned to become a pretty good taxi cab driver. And I get a lot of this information from the people with whom I'm in contact today. From the time she gets home, she has to begin to run the children here and run them there. That's not easy. A lot of that work was not expected of mother a half a century ago. We also learn, as we really objectively take a look at the role of motherhood, that there are a lot of competitors for her children's time and attention. 50 years ago, it was pretty much the voice of dad and mom and perhaps a school teacher and a couple of other people, but not necessarily so today. One mother told me, "My child is in the first grade, and next Friday night, he's going to have a wrestling tournament." First grade, that's 6 years old, isn't it? Beginning to train him to be a wrestler. Mother had to get off to the wrestling meet. And then they have a fifth grade daughter who is talented musically. They have her involved in both violin and piano at the fifth grade level. Now, all of this is moving those children out of the home to listen to other voices and to see what they have to say. In the home, once they had the family telephone, probably one put in a central location that everybody could run for it when it rang. And then we got the teen phone, a teenage phone, and that often was put in someone's bedroom. Well, today these things are probably obsolete, and they have the cell phone. Mother comes home from work, and Sally is on her cell phone. She listens a little bit to the conversation, and she's not at all enthusiastic about what she's hearing. But there are other voices that are speaking to her daughter. And then there is the television and the internet and all of the things that can come off from there, which are not always good. Perhaps some of you who listen today are the single parent. Your case is extra complex, for you are having to play the role of a father as well as a mother, and that is almost an assignment beyond what you need to have. But where father and mother are together, where is the father in all of this? Well, with the parents that I visit with, I learned that these fathers are doing a pretty good job. They aren't like I was. They don't just come home and sit in a chair and expect it all to be done. Many of these fathers are excellent cooks. And they do come home and they do taxi the kids and they go here and there with the children. On certain occasions, more often than not, they have to stay at the office until 6 or 6:30. So dad isn't home either. 50 years ago, that was quite different. We might have thought that the schedule was filled, but it was nothing like what we're going through today. Mother and dad's voices were the main influence in Dick and Jane's life. Today, it's shocking. I quote a good friend of mine who said they sat down to dinner just a few weeks ago. And as they were eating, their son, I think not more than 10 years old, said to his father, "Is Viagra right for you, Dad?" How would you answer that question to a child probably 10 years old? We didn't know anything about, well, we didn't have those things 10 years or 50 years ago. Now, 10-year-olds are asking for the answer. Well, how do you like this one? The denominational paper came from your church. And it was lying there on the table, and the daughter came in, and she's a 15-year-old. And she said to her mother, "You know, there's something in that magazine that got my attention. It says that our church is going to vote on whether we should bless same-sex marriages next August." Does that mean, Mother, that two women could marry and we'd go to the church and we'd see the pastor bless that union? Are two men? Is that possible? God in His Word said that it was a man and a woman who were going to marry. How can our church make those changes? I don't like that. I don't think that's the way it ought to be. Now, Mother is on the church council, and next Tuesday night is going to be church council meeting. And there, the church council is going to discuss this matter that will come before the denomination. Should the church bless same-sex marriages? Dare she say, this is what our daughter asked me just the other day. And how shall I answer it? Well, these are some of the difficulties that make, I believe, motherhood much more difficult today than it was 50 years ago. You might have worked harder at the washing machine, but a night's rest could have taken care of that. Here, there is that torturous thought of having to try in some way to continue the Christian instruction in a society that does not give very much time to what the Lord Jesus had to say. And so you ask yourself the question, how will I measure up to this task? And I just have one suggestion, and that is you turn to your Bible for direction and for strength. Learn from your Bible. How did the biblical characters deal with this whole matter of problems that come, not only with motherhood, but in all areas of life? Look at some of the biblical characters and see what they did when they were faced with frustration and needed guidance. I think, for example, of Jesus in Gethsemane. And if you want to meditate on this during the course of the week, mothers, then turn to the 26th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, and from verses 36 to 46, you will find your Savior in all of His humanity. The cross is before Him, and He doesn't know what to do with it. He knows why He was sent into this world, but Father, if it is possible, remove this cross from me. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Don't you see yourself there too? You don't have a cross before you. You can't compare your frustrations with His. But is your soul not often overwhelmed with the task of raising children in this tough day? Can you identify with those lost feelings of Jesus? He went to the Father for guidance. He went to the Father for strength. Mother, if you want to raise those children that they will rise up and call you blessed, you need a strong devotional life. You need to spend a period every single day calling on God to guide you and to give you strength. And where you have failed, through the merits of Jesus Christ, to grant you the forgiveness and courage to go on. That's what Jesus is teaching us with that Gethsemane experience. Well, you say, but He's God, and we're man. Let me point you to a man who was really a man who broke every command, I imagine, that God had ever given, a man who had been unfaithful to his Savior when he needed him most. I refer to Peter. And if you're interested in learning more about Peter and how he handled these difficult times, like you have to handle them, Mother, I would suggest that you turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and there you will find Peter at Joppa. And at Joppa, he is being told something that was very difficult for him to accept. He had gone up on the rooftop, And there he was praying. What was he doing? He was having his time with God. What was before him? What shall we do with the Gentile world? Shall we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile world? That seems queer to us today, doesn't it? But it was a real dilemma for Peter, for he was a Jew and still thought that the kingdom of God belonged only to the Jews. And now Jesus was having to correct that and say to them, God loves the Jews, but God loves everybody and has sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die for them. It was there on the rooftop that God began to lead him to see that the gospel was for all people. God gave him the answer to tough questions. Can you identify with Peter, Mother? You see, you need time. Time to be with God. For the wisdom that is needed to be a mother, and you can certainly say a dad too, is found in the Word of God. And it's not only to train us intellectually, but it is to empower us spiritually that we can do it. You want one more? Take a look at Paul. Paul shares that experience with us in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. He didn't have the physical strength, it seemed, to be able to do the job that he wanted to do. And so he came to the Lord. He had a thorn in the flesh. And he asked him three times to take that thorn away, and the Lord said no. But here he gives the answer to mothers as well as to Paul and to all of us. When you are confronted with an overwhelming task, and to be a mother today is an overwhelming task, just remember what Jesus heard. Just remember what Peter heard. And just remember what Paul heard when God out of the heavens said, Paul, I'm not going to take away this difficult time. I'm not going to take away your thorn in the flesh. But my grace will be sufficient for you. I'll see you through. I think of my late mother-in-law. She was a strong person. She had 10 kids. And she told me one day, I prayed for each one of them every day. If there was some special problem in the life of one of the 10, they got extra time. Well, Grandma Carlson went to be with the Lord. 7 of her 10 children have died and have joined her in the heavenly kingdoms. 3 more are just waiting for the Lord to come. We're going to have failures if we're fathers or mothers. We're not perfect people. And when we fail, we can come to the throne of grace. There the Lord Jesus, through his suffering, death, and his glorious resurrection, will forgive us. And then he'll send us on our way to take our place in that family abode, and to be a Christian father and a Christian mother. Whether or not it is more challenging to be a mother today than it was 50 years ago is a fun question that we can discuss. But what is important is this, to know that in all ages there is no higher calling than to be a mother, leading her flock to the saving grace found in Jesus Christ alone. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for our mothers. We pray that you will bless them. Help them to learn the necessity of spending some time every day with you. There to be directed, there to be empowered, and there, O God, to receive forgiveness when they feel they have failed. Be with them to that end, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you a strong foundation for the week ahead. Because of a lower rate on our modest endowment fund for operations and an increased cost for radio station in many areas of our country, Christian Crusaders board members have initiated the GEM program as an invitation to listeners to make a monthly contribution. We invite you to become a Christian Crusaders GEM Club member. Would you please consider a monthly gift of $5, $10, $15, $20, or more dollars per month? Call 1-888-693-2484 or email our office staff at cc@naz.org for more information. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.